Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we continue an interview with City Manager Ryan Waller about the year of 2020 for the city.
Missouri Valley project went up on the east side of town by our industrial park. That's a huge benefit for our community. Training facility is going to be consolidating 7 different training sites from around the Midwest here locally into Indianola. And as a result of that, we were able to compete and secure a very sizable federal grant. The original grant award was over $600,000. Based on the amazing bids that we got, the grant went down to about $450,000, but it's still funding half that project. And what that does is it, because we're going to be paving East Iowa with that grant and with this new facility, we're now extending and opening up the industrial park to the east. That's a tremendous benefit for our taxpayers, because the more commercial and industrial we have, those types of uses absorb more of the tax burden. So from a financial perspective, but economic development perspective, just outstanding for our community. And, you know, when you look at our growth and the number of lots that were developed, I mean, we've far outpaced previous years. We just had a staff meeting earlier this morning. And, you know, we're 3 permits away from having 200 permits. And, you know, when we looked at this current 4-year period and then the prior 4-year period, so you go 2012 to 2016, there were 77 lots created. From 2016 to the current, there's 373 lots created. That's outstanding. We're not within that urban ring, so we're not right on the border of Des Moines and catching that indirect growth. We've had to work hard. We've really put an emphasis on customer service, updating our codes, updating our community vision with the comp plan. So it's just been an exceptional year. Just last evening, the city council approved a contract for architectural services. So we're going to be taking a look at our facilities, public safety, city hall, and the library. These are important community needs moving forward. I could go on and on. I mean, we've had an exceptional year, a lot of accomplishments. And as much as I don't want to talk about COVID, it's the reality. It's what 2020 will be known for. And, you know, I think one of our biggest accomplishments has been how our staff, our community, our organization planned for and executed our plan to deal with the pandemic. Our team was monitoring it in February. When it was just kind of a news story, and we had plans in place. And when it first came to our community, all we did was implement our plans. And we never cut services. We had to shut down some things like the pool, but even though the library was closed, people could still access books. Even though the activity center was done, we were still offering programs. It was just done differently. Our staff has stayed healthy. And, you know, through it all, they've been innovative, they've adapted, they've been creative, and, you know, I think one of the things that I'm most proud of, and I think is a testament to the team that we have here, is when we had the work from home requirements, because a lot of the staff work at City Hall, which is where our police and fire are, and we wanted to be careful to make sure that the police and fire could be focused in on providing those necessary services. We didn't want to get anybody sick. And so we set up alternative working locations and provided the ability to work from home. And we had folks that were working at home saying, we want to come back to the office. We want to be there. We want to be accessible. We want to be with each other. And I just think that's a great testament to them, the quality of people that we have here. And I think I'm very proud of what we've done, how we've done it, the fact that a lot of communities were looking and borrowing some of the systems and tools that we had in place, I think that says a lot.
Kind of very broad question. And, you know, aside from any projects or you know, feelings, what are you going to remember most about 2020 for the city of Indianola? What stands out, if anything? And again, a very broad question, and, you know, not an easy thing to come up with at the time, at the spot, but what jumps out?
I think it's the resiliency of our staff and our city team, the elected officials and our staff. You know, when you talk in this profession, you have a lot of peers. I talk to a lot of city managers around the country. You listen to the stories, and you know, while I was hearing stories about, you know, folks were kind of, oh geez, what do we do, and a lot of uncertainty. When I look at our team here, we were prepared, we were focused, we knew what the mission was, and we hit it head on. And I think just that dedication and the way they did it, the way they've done it with grace, with a focus in on the customer and making sure we're delivering customer service, realizing that, yes, our police and fire are the front lines of public safety, but the folks that support the police and fire, just that dedication is something that's going to stick with me for my entire career. I couldn't be more proud of how everybody came, and they've been positive about it. Never heard anybody sulk or play the victim. It was all about how can we do this? How can we do this better? We're not going to let this pandemic stop us. And when you look at the accomplishments that we've had as an organization and as a community over this last year, it's astonishing. So it's really about the people. And how they've tackled it. That's what's going to stick out most with me.
Thanks to Ryan Waller for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.